Good morning from me, Julian Clegg, and more than 120,000 music fans will be in Southsea this weekend for the Victorious Music Festival. It looks set to be a memorable event, and for this band, Empty Fish.
Do the Thumper! Down the high back and watch it down to the surfboard. Surfboard's gone. Come on and surf now. Surfboard's gone. Oh, we're at the beach and the weather's fine. You got the surfboard and
Empty Fish, the punk band, decided to reform for what could be their final gig when they found out guitarist Ian Sonic had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And we've set up a studio at Ian's home in Southsea where he is with Empty Fish superfan Tony Rollinson. Good morning.
Hello, all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thank you for being there this morning. And I'm going to make you blush because this is what the editor of Record Collector magazine wrote about Empty Fish. They were the best band I'd ever seen. They had so much raw talent, it hurt. And when they stood together on stage, motionless in a cyclone of trebly noise, they emitted the kind of aura I imagine the Beatles had done in the early 60s. My goodness, you can't beat that, can you, Ian?
Not really. It's an honour to hear that, you know, after all these years. You know, shame we didn't crack it in the day, but we had a lot of problems.
Yeah, and I was just saying, Ian, you've been diagnosed with Parkinson's, and this is why you're having this very special gig this weekend. Tell me more.
Well, I mean, I had to learn to play the guitar a different way to make it, you know, simpler for myself. But, you know, I'm going to fight on and keep going as long as I can, if I can. And you've got to be positive, you know.
Yeah, good for you.
It's music helps with these things.
And I know you lost one of the band members, Ricky, as well, who died. So that there's been a lot of backstory to the band, hasn't there?
Well, there has, but you just got to come and see us. We entertain, we put on a show. I mean, I jump around more than I did before I had Parkinson's, so it's no problem, you know.
Right. Well,
it's wild.
That's good. And Ian, lovely to have you there. Tony is also alongside you. Hi, Tony.
Hiya.
Good morning. Thank you for being there. So, look, make Ian and the band blush. Why are they so good?
As Record Collector and others say, they were just this great band. And back in the day, there was never an album that came out. So I approached them and said, can we put an album out? They said, there are no tapes. So I acted like Columbo for a few months, tracked down all these tapes, long lost things, put it all together and went, guys, what do you reckon? And they went, wow, we didn't realise the recording sounded so good, and let's get together and play some shows as well. So I never knew that part would happen. So that's the sort of the double bonus of being involved in this.
And Tony, you've got them back into the recording studio, is that right?
Yeah, we've literally just come back from recording a new single in London. So we've got a label, we've got international publishing deal through Universal, and we've got a film crew following us around everywhere we go at the minute. So it's none of us knew this would happen. It's great fun. And like Ian said, you know, they're playing Victorious, which is a festival you can walk to, so you can avoid all the traffic chaos. You can just walk to this festival and you can see this Portsmouth's greatest ever band.
Yeah, and Ian, I mean, I said the words final gig. Is that how you're seeing it, or could there be more?
As long as I can stand up and play the guitar and jump around, there'll be more. I mean, if I can't play anymore, I'll stop.
Because you've done a couple of fairly small gigs at places like the Wedgwood Rooms, haven't you?
This is probably the biggest gig we'll ever do. I mean, it's a fabulous festival, so well organised, and it's an honour to play in front of a big crowd in our own city. You know, who could believe we'll be doing it all these years later?
It's great. How many minutes are you going to do? Have you worked that out?
Exactly 31.
Oh, right. not 29, but 31. I love it.
We're allowed 30, so we're going to push the minute.
Yeah, go. Hey, that's my man. That's really good. So, Tony, just back to you finally. What do you want to say to Ian and the band and to everyone listening who are thinking, yeah, I'm going to go along?
The most important thing is they were our band. They sound like Portsmouth. So if you want to know what it means to come from Portsmouth and to make music in this fantastic city, come and bear witness to this band.
Well, look, I think that's great. It's been terrific having you on the air this morning, Ian. Really lovely to have you there.
Tony, thank you very much.
Tony, you're also a star for making this all happen, by the way, so I'll make you blush.
Thank you very much.
You've done a really good job there. Well done, mate. And thank you to both of you for being there this morning. Have a great weekend.
And you guys,
bye. Sonic, Empty Fish, and you can catch them, by the way, on the Seaside stage at 2 in the afternoon on Sunday.